Bonjour and welcome to Afghan Rush, live on Comfort 95.1 FM. I am the Mighty George, and it's a pleasure to link you up with the biggest happenings at Afghan 2023. Another Afghan sizzler. Ivory Coast's Afghan hopes hang by the thread after the joint highest margin loss at Afghan 2023, which they suffered against Equatorial Guinea. And as for the Super Eagles, they moved to the round of 16 following their second win after tournaments. Well, the Super Eagles needed just 1 point to cement their place in the round of 16, but they seem to have gotten more than that in their 100th Afghan game. An own lone goal was enough to see the Jose Pizarro lads through to the next round. An unfortunate 36-minute strike from Opa Sangante into his own net, and that was all that was needed to ensure Guinea-Bissau exit the tournament without a point. After that goal, the ball hit the back of the net thrice for both teams, but they were all ruled out for either offside or another foul. The Super Eagles will face the runners-up of Group C in the round of 16. And before we check out Group C, let's go to the other Group A game played simultaneously with the Nigeria Guinea-Bissau game. Afghan hosts Ivory Coast went from being favorites to being on the brink of a humiliating exit after a shock 4-0 defeat by Equatorial Guinea. The Italian Nacional simply continued their record of making it out of the group stages in all their previous Afghan tournaments, but had never scored a whopping 9 goals in the group stage, which they cemented with a 4-0 thrashing of the Elephants. And that's after drawing Nigeria 1-1 and beating Guinea-Bissau by 4-2. Cote d'Ivoire, on the other hand, set a new record for themselves. They became only the second Afghan hosts to lose 2 group games after, wait for it, Cote d'Ivoire in 1984. So it was deja vu all again. It's like hosting the Afghan is bad luck to them. The Elephants were stunned 3 minutes before halftime when right back Carlos Acapo surged past 4 men in orange, then into the area and squared the ball for Emiliano Unsue. The host nation thought they equalized, but Ibrahim Sangare was adjudged to have been offside as he slotted the ball into the back of the net. Then in the 67th minute, Jean-Philippe Crasso took Seko Fofana's pass in his stride and scored a curler. And for the second time in the game, the host's goal was chopped off. Well, 6 minutes later, Pablo Gonet silenced the Alassane Ouattara Stadium with a picture-perfect free kick. The hosts could not believe their eyes when 3 minutes later, Jose Machine teed up Unsue to complete a brace and make that 5 goals for Unsue in 2023 to set the pace for the Golden Boots. And arguably the biggest upset in Afghan history was complete 2 minutes from time when Yannick Boiler lashed home the fourth. Could it be au revoir for Cote d'Ivoire? Fingers really crossed. And Group B, indescribable. 2-2 draws, but only 2 teams smiled, while the team that finished with 3 points would have to wait for 2 more days to know their fate. Egypt came with their scripts as they drew all their group games 2-2 to progress without winning a single group game. 3 points and second place. What a miracle indeed. And yes, no Salah, no problem. Gilson Tavares opened scoring just before halftime, and 5 minutes after the restart of the second half, Trezeguet equalized, but the Egyptians kept it late with Mustafa Mohamed becoming the first Egyptian to score in all group games since Hossam Hassan in 2000 Afghan edition. But that lead didn't last for long as Brian Silva Teixeira cancelled it out in the 99th minute to give us the second latest Afghan goal in history. 2-2 at full time. Elsewhere, Chale, the Mambas shattered the hats of Black Stars, which seemed to have flickered deep into stoppage time. Jordan Ayew gave Ghana the lead 15 minutes in. There was even more assurance in the 78th minute when he scored the second from the spot once more. And those in Accra, Tamale, Kumasi were already smiling, but Mozambique had other plans. Minute 91 and minute 94 just were the difference as Genie Katamo and Renildo Mandava got the goals to put a dagger in the hats of many Ghanaians. There were 3 goals scored from the penalty spot in the game, the highest number of penalty goals converted at the same Afghan. Game over. What an incredible AFCON. Cape Verde and Equatorial Guinea, the two smallest countries by population at the tournament, that's about 600,000 and 1.7 million people respectively, won their groups and beat some of the continent's traditional giants on the way. The unpredictable, the unbeatable, the unbelievable AFCON. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Today, the group of death reaches its zenith. The defending champions are already through, while Guinea, Cameroon, and Gambia are looking to join them. Senegal and Guinea are meeting each other for the fourth time at the AFCON. Only Ghana have faced Guinea on more occasions, that's six times at the tournament. Senegal are so far unbeaten against Guinea at the AFCON, and with two wins and one draw. 2-1 in 1994, 3-2 in 2006, and goalless in 2022. Guinea scored the opening goal in each of their two defeats. And following victories over the Gambia and Cameroon, Senegal will be aiming to win three group games in a single AFCON for the first time. Indeed, the Rennes Lions have never previously won three consecutive group games at the competition. They would need just the point to secure top spot in Group C, but for Guinea, they are aiming to make it out of the group stage at the AFCON for a fourth consecutive tournament from 2015, 2019, 2021 previously. What about Cameroon? They have one more chance to rescue their AFCON 2023 campaign and will almost certainly need to beat Gambia at the Stade de la Boite to stand a chance of advancing to the round of 16. This will be the second meeting between Gambia and Cameroon at the AFCON after facing off in the quarterfinals of the 2022 edition. The game produced a 2-0 win for Cameroon with two goals from Karl Toko Ekambi. The Gambia have lost all three of their previous matches against Cameroon in all competitions while failing to score a single goal, conceding five. The Gambia have also failed to score with their last 24 shots at the AFCON. So, would it be a different case today? We'll wait to find out. There's also Group D action, where the first-placed team places second as a battle for the top spot reaches its conclusion. This will be the second meeting between both sides after facing off in the group stage of the 2012 edition. And we are talking Burkina Faso versus Angola. The game produced a 2-1 win for Angola, but the teams finished third and fourth in the group and were both eliminated. None would have predicted Group D to look like this heading into the final group games of AFCON 2023. Having made a hugely disappointing start to AFCON 2023, Algeria's hopes to progress into the knockout stage rest on them securing a positive result in the final game against Mauritania. This will be the first ever encounter between both teams at the AFCON. Mauritania have lost four of their last five matches against Algeria in all competitions, and the tiny country are still without a win at the AFCON tournaments. For Algeria, they are without a win in five successive AFCON games. Wow, what a day Monday was. Now time to check out reactions from the camp of the Super Eagles. We start off with the head coach, Jose Pizarro, who is glad that the Super Eagles have advanced where others have not.
100% happy because he could not reach the first position. But I think he deserved, because he deserved to beat in Equatorial. He deserved in Equatorial, you did 9 points. I think he deserved more. Today was not easy match. No, the team tried to 3 points, try to do the first victory in this competition, but you create other chance for score more one goal.
What is this to
do? It's a small injury, no big injury.
Let's also hear from AC Milan forward Samuel Chukwueze, who's also excited and believes that he can do better in his performances in a knockout stage.
So I think it's not easy competition. I think we have to give everything we have, and I think by next week, next tomorrow, anytime, I think we keep working hard, we will need to focus to win the AFCON. That's the major
priority. What do you think about your personal performance?
I think my personal performance today, I think it wasn't bad, but it was okay. Well, just keep working hard. I need to keep working hard because I know my target. That's the most important thing. My target is to win the AFCON.
We'll also hear from right back Ola Aina and Alex Iwobi on their thoughts upon qualification to the round of 16.
I don't feel we spread. Teams are finding it hard to get opportunities against us. We're defending well. Obviously, yeah, we're missing a few chances, but at the end of the day, we're winning games.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Obviously, this is my third AFCON, so I've had this feeling before. It's now to stay humble and be ready for the next round. Everyone can improve, I can improve. But at the end of the day, it's been a steady performance. We've done what we needed to get the win and through to the next round. Some will say that, if we score our chances, then everyone will be like, it's a great game. So we created chances. At the end of the day, we still kept a clean sheet. So people can talk, but we know ourselves. It's another game, 1-0, clean sheet, and then another win. So we'll just focus on that.
Okay, well, one thing we definitely will be glad about is that we are not on the flight back to our country, just like Ghana. Speaking about Ghana, it was a rush last night. The players refused to come out in the mix zone, and Chris Hughton got a bashing from journalists as well. In fact, at the Stade Alassane Ouattara, security reinforcements had to be gotten to restrain journalists. Here's some excerpts of what the scene looked like after that game.
We are waiting for them. We are waiting for them. We won't do anything. We just want to ask them questions. We won't touch anybody. We are just asking questions. We are asking questions as media. We won't touch anybody. Amini Sado, go and bring them. Amini Sado, bring them.
Bring the players out.
Bring the players.
You are overprotecting this place. You are overprotecting this place.
Well, the journalists are asking, among many things, that the whole technical crew be sacked and some players have to go. Well, except, of course, Mohamed Kudus, who ended up being a man of the match yesterday, in spite of Ghana letting a 2-0 lead slip and eventual elimination from the tournament. Well, Ghana have no chance to qualify as best losers, unlike Cote d'Ivoire, who are there on the best losers or third place lists, as it were. Well, yesterday was very hot indeed. The Cote d'Ivoire game, which saw them losing scandalously to Equatorial Guinea, was met with destruction at the end of the game. Police had to be called to quell the mini riots that took place that saw the destruction of some facilities at the Stade Alassane Ouattara in Abimbe, including one of the team buses. Some chairs were uprooted. The fans were just generally sad yesterday and angry. And finally, Mohamed Salah is still in Egypt, and it was great to see the smiles and celebration after the Pharaohs finished as a second place. And hopefully it comes back, just as Jurgen Klopp had said, when the team has advanced from this round of 16. We'll definitely hope to see Mohamed Salah back and hope to see him get well soon. Just like our vice captain, Willem Troost-Ekong, who should be back soon and ready for the round of 16. Well, that's the size of the show this morning. Thank you very much for being a part of it. And until tomorrow, when I hit you with another edition of Afghan Rush, stay tuned to Comfort FM during the day, because more updates will come your way. You must be part of it. I'm the Mighty George. Au revoir. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.